Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Frozen River Fest is this Saturday, February 19th in Soldotna at Soldotna Creek Park, which is where the gathering will be held. It's going to be Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Standard admission $25, which includes a tasting glass and three beer tokens. Admission for non-drinkers $5. Kids 12 and under free. Festivities include multiple breweries and live music featuring Eric Doucette, the Benjamin Band, and the headliner Zen Trembles, along with several food vendors. Shannon Davis, executive director for the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, told KSRM,
"The weather is supposed to be nice and warm, and Parks and Rec has assured us that they're going to be grooming the park so that people will be able to walk through it, so they won't be drowning in all that snow. But come out, defy the winter cold with us, and join the party outdoors. We're going to have live music, bonfires, food vendors, and of course, there's all the breweries there. We've got 15 different breweries, actually 14 plus a cidery. We've got brewers coming from the Matsu. We've got Matanuska Brewing Company. We've got Bleeding Heart Brewery. We've got Cooper Landing Brewing Company. Cassix is going to be there. 49th State Brewing. Bear Paw is new this year. It's going to be a fantastic time. It's only $25 for people who would like to come and partake in the drinking. It is only $5 for non-drinkers, and then kids under 12 get in free. So we would love to see you there. You can purchase advance tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Additionally, Aspen Hotels of Alaska will be giving a special rate for Frozen River Fest, and there will be fireworks sponsored by Marathon Petroleum. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a resolution opposing a statewide sales tax. The state legislature currently is considering a statewide sales tax, an income tax, and other revenue measures as part of a long-term fiscal plan. But Assemblymember Jesse Bjorkman said,
"The concern I have with this resolution specifically is every legislator that I've talked to from our borough has said that if new revenue is needed, then they would support a sales tax. The resolution that we're considering here tonight opposes any sales tax. It doesn't just oppose parts of a sales tax that would take away local control. It doesn't oppose ideas inside of a sales tax piece of legislation that would eliminate one exemption or another. But what we heard in committee was a lot of conjecture about what might happen. And what we're being asked to do through this resolution is eliminate a tool that state legislators might use to bring about a fiscal plan for the state. That's not something that I'm comfortable doing, especially considering that we have some conservative legislators from our borough that have said if revenue is necessary, then they would support a sales tax. I certainly don't want to take that away from them or encourage them not to use a tool that they would like to use by resolution."
The resolution states that the state of Alaska continues to shift the financial burden for the provision of government services, including education, to local municipalities, which have long funded local government services by imposing local sales taxes carefully tailored to meet the needs of local residents and economies. A statewide sales tax combined with existing local sales taxes, according to the borough, eventually will result in communities reducing their local sales tax rates and increasing local property tax rates to continue delivering essential municipal services. The borough says as a result of increased administration and collection costs, which will decrease tax revenue, a statewide sales tax will negatively impact funding for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The resolution passed 5-4. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.